It takes consistency. It takes dedication. It is going to get annoying sometimes. It's going to get very annoying. But I want you to remember why you started your dream and why you started to accomplish and be amazing. And I want you to let that drive you and push you for the rest of your life.
Reasons are the steel in the furnace of achievement. The more reasons you have for accomplishing something, the more likely it is you'll accomplish it.
The only thing I ask of you, as talented, as brilliant, as powerful, as beautiful as you are, never allow life to make you forget why you started in the first place.
In 5 years, how old will you be? Write that down. Now think of that future you. What will that future version of yourself wish you had stopped doing or started doing right now? And go do that thing.
Hey, look, when you feel like giving up and throwing a towel in, just remember why you started. And also remember that you prayed for this version of you. So take care of it.
Finish what you started. I know it's getting tough. You're tired. It feels impossible. It's getting harder. But finish what you started. Don't forget why you even started in the first place. But you must finish what you started. Everybody said you wouldn't finish. Everybody counted you out. Don't you dare prove them right. Finish what you started. Don't give up on yourself. You can do it.
Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does.
When things get tough, when shit starts hitting the fan, always remember your why. The man that remembers his why is unstoppable. It's your turn to become that man.
You can't go back once you've started this damn journey. You can only go forward. You got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one, you say, fuck it. Fear, and you barrel through it. And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
This grind for me, it's very personal. You want to know why? Because I just want to change my mom's life. All my grind, all my work, all my consistency, I have a bigger picture in mind, a bigger goal. One day I'm going to go to my mom, big hug, a lot of money, new whip, new car. She'll cry in my arms, going to mean everything to me.
It's not what you get that makes you value. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that'll help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you.
Winning demands that you look stupid first. These people, maybe you, are choosing your own ego over actual growth. You want to learn a new skill? You're going to suck. You want to start a new business? You're going to look stupid. You want to develop discipline? Guess what? You're going to fail a few times. That's part of the deal. That's the rules. And the people who win are the ones who accept that cost and keep moving anyway. That guy that you see at the gym with the perfect physique, guess what? He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know how to eat. He didn't know how to train. He had no idea. He was just like you. That guy that you see driving the car that you want, living in the house that you want, with the business that you want, he suffered. He got made fun of. He got laughed at. He was embarrassed. All of the things that you are. The only difference is they cared more about what they were becoming than what they look like today. They kept going. They kept practicing. They persevered. They didn't care how hard it was. They didn't care how stupid they looked. They failed over and over and over again. And every single time they failed, they learned. And while everyone else was laughing, they got better.
Always remember that the reason that you initially started working was that there was something inside yourself that you felt that if you could manifest it in some way, you would understand more about yourself and how you coexist with the rest of society. The other thing I would say is that if you feel safe in the area that you're working in, you're not working in the right area. Always go a little further into the water than you feel you're capable of being in. Go a little bit out of your depth. And when you don't feel that your feet are quite touching the bottom, you're just about in the right place to do something exciting.
You feeling stressed? Take a breath and remember why you started in the first place. Life is hard. It's going to test you. And guess what? Diamonds are made under pressure. How bad do you want this shit?
Why do you want it? This is one of the most important of all questions because it will answer three things. First of all, it will make sure that it's your goal and not somebody else's. Second of all, it will intensify your desire. Because the more reasons that you have, these are what is called your reasons why. Your reasons why, in most cases, are more important than the goal itself. The goals can change. The reasons why stay the same. Do you want it because it will make you happier, healthier, more popular? Do you want it because it will fulfill your deepest needs? It will give you a sense of meaning and purpose in life? Why do you want it? You see, it's the more reasons you have to want something, and if you make a list of them, list the reasons. The more reasons you have, the more desire you'll have, because reasons are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. For instance, if you say, well, I'd like to earn $50,000 a year, or $30,000 or $100,000, doesn't matter. First is why. And if you just say, well, just so that I can earn that kind of money, it has almost no motivating power. But if you say, so I could get a car, so I could take care of my family, so I could take my wife or my husband on a trip, so I could buy things for my children, so I could change my wardrobe, get a different house, buy a different car. The more things that you list under there, the more likely it is.
Why are you here? Genuinely, why are you here? Why do you get up every day? Why do you try so hard? Why do you go to the gym? You're getting so upset with your progress. But you're forgetting your why. Whether it's to provide for a loved one, become the man that you always knew you could be, or just live a better life, you will always have a reason to wake up in the morning.
When that fire in you dies out, dig deep to remember, what was it that made you start to begin with? What was your why? What was the thing inside you that made you want to start in the first place? That made you want to become who it is that you're on the path to becoming, who it is that you want to be, who it is that you see in the mirror 10 years from now. Remember your why. Remember your why.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fight. They're built for the battle.
To live the good way, you have to live the hard way for a while. Right? I get to say I'm blessed to buy my childhood home. I have a farm in New York. I have a house in upstate Arizona. I have the house of my dreams. I fly on a private plane. I'm 56 years old. I've been hustling every day of my life since I was 14. Time and hustle and failure and getting kicked in the teeth. I know for a fact the both of you have looked in the mirror at one point or multiple times and said, I don't think I can make this. I don't know if this one's going to work out. I over-leveraged myself. What if it doesn't happen? I put all my money in this thing. This deal went sideways. Interest rates went up. The economy shifted. Like, you need all of that to season a man or a woman that can actually handle that level of success. You have to pay your success tax. It's as simple as that. There's no fast path. I wanted to buy a plane 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I put my head down, I couldn't. It wasn't time. If you're just kind of dabbling and you want the success, let me just say it right to point. It will never find you, ever. Success will not come looking for you.
Remember the essence of why you started the thing that you're currently pursuing. Remember the essence of why you started the thing that you're currently pursuing. Remind yourself of why you started, the essence of why you started. When you hold on to that passion and you remind yourself why you started, it doesn't matter if one person listens, doesn't matter if 100 people listen, doesn't matter if 100,000 people listen, you're talking about something you love and would talk about anyway. Don't get caught up in the clicks and the likes. And this literally goes for anything in life. Why did you start pursuing the thing in the first place? Why did you start? Was it something that you felt called to do internally? Was it something that you wanted to do to help the people close to you? What's the core reason why you started? And hold on to that reason as you grow.
Hey, we all lose. We all have lost us. This is okay. And this is why I say, don't be worried about losing, because when you're afraid of losing, then you get frozen. You get stiff. You're not relaxed. You got to be, in order to perform well in anything, if it's in boxing or if it is on your job or with your thinking, is only happening when you relax. So relax. It's okay to fail. Let's just go all out and give it everything that you got. That's what it is all about. So don't be afraid to fail.
There's days you won't get up motivated. That's the truth, bro. Some days you're going to wake up motivated. Some days you're not going to want to get up, go do what you got to do. But you remember why you started it. So if the reason why you started it isn't big enough, then maybe you should change it. Find something else. Find something that motivates you. Find something that you grind for.
When I looked at my mother and I saw her struggling, I was like, you know what? I'm going to fail another 10 times. Yeah. I'll fail another 100, 200 times, because it didn't matter how much of a failure I felt. I knew that I just had to keep going through the failures to get to the other side. And that's the reality. And so you have to have a why. You have to have a reason why.
Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
If you tell your friend tomorrow, 9 a.m. I'm going to meet you at the gym, you're going to be at the gym at 9 a.m. just because you don't want to let him down. But if you tell yourself tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm going to be at the gym, you're not going to show up. You're going to be late. Why? Because it's you.
The problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
You want to find out what the problem is, because then you can solve it. And one of the things you have to consider is that you're the problem.
If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are. Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible." The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
Don't forget why you started this journey in the first place. Tough times will come, you know that. But you can't forget why you chose this path. Because once you do, that is when evil will strike. That is when you will experience the most doubt, the most uncertainty, and it is precisely when you will feel weakest. Although nothing has changed, you just forgot your why.
Don't let nobody talk you out of your vision, because they can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being on earth has a purpose or something that they can contribute. It comes to us first by way of a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you see in your mind, an idea that you have. Nobody else had it. It's yours. And the first thing we usually do is go to our peers and tell them of our vision.
Hold on to your vision. Say you want a space and it don't happen in a year or 2 years. Most people already stopped holding on to that vision. I said I was going to be flying private. I didn't get on my first jet until 9 years later, when my mentor, cost me nothing, called me, said, "Hey, I got an opportunity for you to get on a jet." Mind you, my dream car at the time was a Bentley GTC. He said, "Come meet me at the office. I'm going to have you drive the Bentley to the jet." I'm like, yo, but I never set up in my mind. I never stopped thinking that I was going to fly private. I kept saying, I'm flying private. I never knew when it was going to come. And then it came.
When your understanding grasps power to visualize your heart's desire and then hold it with your will, don't let some peon suggestion knock the idea out of your mind that you can't do it, because you never have up till now. Hold the idea with your will. Concentrate. Do like Napoleon. He said, I see only the objective, the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obstacle must give way. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction. You know what you have to do? If nothing's created or destroyed, you've got to get on the same frequency as the good that you desire is on.
The first rule of success is to have a vision. You see, if you don't have a vision of where you go, and if you don't have a goal where you go, you drift around and you never end up anywhere. It's like you can have the best ship in the world, you can have the best airplane in the world. If the pilot or the captain doesn't know where to go, it would just drift around. It would not end up anywhere, or most likely in the wrong place. So I was very fortunate that I stumbled onto my vision. I mean, as you know, I was born in 1947 in Austria after the Second World War. And I didn't really like Austria when I grew up. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I couldn't see myself becoming a farmer or a worker in a factory or anything like that. Even though my parents wanted me to stay there and have a normal life. My father wanted me to become a police officer like he was. My mother wanted me just to stay there and marry a girl with the name of Heidi, hopefully, and have a bunch of kids and run around like the Van Trapp family in The Sound of Music. But that was their vision, not mine. My vision was totally different. I felt that I was born for something special, for something unique, for something big.
When you want something out of life, don't worry about how you're going to get it. How is none of your business. The most difficult thing that it is to hold the vision. It's to hold the vision.
There's certain shit you gotta see before anybody else. Jeff Bezos had the word Amazon on a poster in his garage. He saw it years before anybody else. He saw all that years ago. You gotta be so confident in your vision that you know it's gonna work. And when you have a vision, you can't look at results, bro.
If you truly have a vision, that's a real vision, it's a big vision, and it excites you so much, you have no choice but have to tolerate chaos and times of stress and things not going your way. You don't have a choice. So when in that moment, some people are like, I just don't feel like doing it today. But if your vision's big, you kind of got to figure out a way to win on days that you don't feel like it.
You can't expect everyone to see your vision as clear as you do. That will never happen. So we got to accept that. I accepted it, but we're going to put in even more work. And once the time come, whoever counted me out, I'm going to just prove to you, you couldn't count.
Everything starts with a vision. Van Gogh was asked how he did such beautiful work. He said, first I dream my painting, and then I paint my dream. What do you want to do in your life? Where do you want to go? What do you want to make happen? What do you want to make happen for between now and the end of the year? Think about it for a moment. Don't think of why you can't. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. Doesn't matter how much help you've got. Build a vision of what you would like to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And then make a written description of that vision. Paint the picture with words. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it.
Visualization activates your superconscious capabilities and releases your mental potential. The clearer the picture is in your mind, the more rapidly your subconscious and superconscious go to work to bring it into your reality. There are four factors that determine how rapidly your visualization, your mental picture, turns into realization. The first is the length of the visualization. How long can you hold the picture of what you want in your mind? The second is the frequency of the visualization. How often do you hold that picture in your mind throughout the day? The third factor is the intensity of the visualization. How much emotion is connected to the picture that you are holding in your mind? And the fourth factor that determines the speed with which your visualization comes into your reality is the vividness of the visualization. How clear is your mental picture?
Somebody who does not have enough courage, who does not have enough discipline, who does not have willpower, Maybe he just does not have the power anymore to keep on going and going and going after he failed so many times. But because of these failures, because there is something inside of you which feels that you don't want to fail the fourth and fifth and sixth time anymore, because of this, something else inside of you starts to become very, very strong. And then you only need to keep repeating and going, repeating and going. Don't lose sight. Don't lose sight. Be open of what the future brings. Yeah. On the one side, it's also very important to not have too much fixed goals in your own life. So that means don't make too concrete pictures in the mind of how the future should look like. The goals, I think, you do not have impact on the goal itself. But what all of life's purpose, all of the 24 hours day, you do have is that you can shape the direction of where those goals are going to appear. So it is the direction, in a way, that we are shaping.
You're gonna have to work for a really long time doing that you hate to ever get the opportunity to do what it is that you actually love to do. So you can't just quit things when they're hard or you're in that phase of it's very difficult or it's very frustrating, because that's the phase where everybody quits. And you don't want to be one of those people that quits, because if you can't get better, if you can't push through when it is extremely hard, you have no chance at winning long term. Zero. Obsession and discipline will destroy talent 100 times out of 100 every single time, bro.
This is something that I've actually relied on a little bit myself. Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
You keep standing. You keep standing, no matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. Person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing, that's the person that will continue to grow their influence. I learned that lesson from a third grade dropout who was a cook at Cal Maritime, who said, boy, you keep standing no matter what.
Write down in your notes, massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. Keep going with massive action and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
You owe it to yourself to keep going. It's time to take responsibility. Understand that you are in control of how you feel every day. So don't get it twisted. This is the hardest grind you're ever gonna have to do in your life. Step into your power and slay the day.
Being confident is a mental skill. Deep focus is a mental skill. Trust of self is a mental skill. Then you wanna build a psychological framework, which is, how do you understand yourself in this turbulent world? And how do you make sense of the world around you? Are you optimistic or pessimistic? Are you gritty and resilient, or do you fall apart when it gets hard? Like, you build a psychological framework that allows you to be powerful in a very turbulent world.
So while you're hurting, keep going. If you're feeling pain, keep going. If your heart is beating, keep going. If your lungs are working, keep going. But don't you dare give up. Don't you quit. You hurt, you grow, you go. and from the bottom of my heart, keep it moving and conduct your business.
Sometimes not getting what you want is the most valuable experience of your entire life. Sometimes utter pain. Pain is the greatest asset in the world, because when people succeed, they party, and when they fail, they ponder. That's where the change comes from.
When life knocks you down, sometimes you have to take two steps backwards to go forward. When life staggers you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees and get you standing in the center of the ring and find something from somewhere deep down in to keep on slugging and keep on fighting is, it's possible. And maybe, just maybe, I can pull this out. It's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off.
It doesn't matter if you feel overwhelmed. Like, it doesn't matter if you're frustrated. It doesn't matter if you're mad. It doesn't matter if you're bitter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter. Those things do not matter. It doesn't matter if your friends don't believe in you. It doesn't matter if your parents don't believe in you. These things do not matter. How you feel does not matter in the equation of building a life, okay? What you do matters, and that is it. So if you say, I want to go out and I want to do these big things, but the work is overwhelming, then you have to go out. You have to decide what it's going to take to get to where you want to go. You break it down from where you want to go backwards to where you are, and you make a plan that you execute on every day. And if you get yourself in a position where you can adhere to a plan, what the can you not achieve? And the answer is, you can achieve anything. There's nothing that can stop you.
Listen, you can't just do the things that you want to do when you're motivated or when things are going in your favor. You have to do these things even when you're not motivated, even when you're tired, even when you're exhausted, even when it's cold, even when it's snowing, even when it's raining, even if you had a nightmare, and even if your sad little baby boy ass woke up on the wrong side of bed, which happens to me often. But I'm not looking for motivation because I have discipline. No matter what happens, I will still do the things I'm going to do to create the outcome that I'm focused on and that I consistently work towards.
Every time you're struggling and you feel like you can't, keep going after it gets hard. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods and the knights will flame. You will ride life straighter to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is. And a lot of times people ask me, why do you keep doing this? Why build another business? Why keep going? Why keep growing? And my answer is, I want to know where the line is. I want to know that unique thing, which is where is my ultimate can and cannot. And how incredible would this universe be if each of us did that a little bit more? So keep going when it gets hard.
The ultimate mindset says that I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose and duty while others are driven by pleasures and desires. And it is that fork in the road that separates the winners from the losers in life.
You have to work harder than you think you possibly can. You can't hold grudges. It's hard, but you can't hold grudges. And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
If you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing.
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want.
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was going to happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you got to really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you got to believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping.
You know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up.
Motivation is what gets you started. Habits are what keep you going. You got to use that motivation and then build daily habits to keep you pushing forward. The habit of going to the gym. The habit of working on your mindset, the habit of learning every single day, the habits that you develop while motivated will keep you going when you feel uninspired, when you get unmotivated, when you're f***ing exhausted, when you're dealing with life's roadblocks that are going to happen. Motivation will get you started. Habits are what breed success.
You will get to where you need to be. It's not going to be easy. It's a challenge. And sometimes it can be a struggle. But what's wrong with a little struggle? That's how you get better in life. That's what makes you a better person. That's what's going to make you better at anything you do in life. Don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. Understand the struggles are going to come. Understand they're going to be challenges. But love yourself. Get inside yourself and love you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.